So I'd like you to come into your bodies a little bit. A lot of that was in your heads. So just take a breath, let your eyes gently close. Just softly coming into this space called your body. And let your breath come in to your chest and permeate the area of your heart. And let the sounds around you just be there. Sometimes a sound can be loud, like the traffic, or loud like a bell. And then there are the softer sounds of the fans, or a soft sound like a flute. And eventually that becomes an even softer hum, like the string of an instrument, or the softening of your breath, the softening, the relaxing of your body. And as you find that place in the sound around your heart, you can find that place where love lives, and each breath becomes a caressing of your heart, a thanks to that beautiful part of your body and soul, a place where love lives, comes and goes, but a place that connects to the divine, and a place that is filled with the possibilities for limitless love.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I'm so aware of who is here, of the consciousness that is here. Humans in general are survivalists, and it is necessary, especially in an old energy, where that is the most prominent thing that every single human has. As this starts to change, you will be perhaps more tolerant of the kinds of things you see here. Channeling. We've said it before to you. In this crowd, I know there are so many who have not seen this in person. And it's so difficult for me to project the truth of what is here. For there are so many of you right now trying to figure it out. Is it real? Is it not real? This is not a community event, dear ones. I am speaking to one soul, and it's yours. And I want you to recognize me. I want you to recognize the brother that has always been there, the sister that has always been there. We have no gender. I want you to recognize through your discernment and yours alone, not group, that this is from the other side. And yet it's in you. And that there's this odd, mysterious thing that takes what is on the other side and so grand and so big and yet is so small within your heart. Literally part of the makeup of the cellular human being in every piece of chemical in your DNA, God is there. This was the plan. My partner speaks of the creation story. This was the plan. That inside you wouldn't be an animal, but eternal life. The ability for the soul to reside, to live, to flourish, to learn and to advance and evolve. You are discovering who you are. I come here with wonderful news, but it's going to fall on the floor, and you're going to leave without hearing it, unless you discern that it's real. I want so much to come in. I am part of what you're part of. The earth is changing. Light is starting to increase. There's an awakening going on, not just with light workers and old souls, but a coalescing consciousness of what people want. A slight move toward peace on earth and a wrap up of an old energy and old things and old ways. Dark energy that has been here through hate and intolerance for thousands of years is going to stop. And the ones who are going to stop it are the children. Now, I am going to speak of something right now that is beyond what you would think of. For you do everything you can to stay in your body and survive. This is your focus. Many of you are finding spirit, finding God inside. This is your focus, but at all costs, you remain. So what I'm going to tell you is this, far beyond that, dear ones, the next time around, I would like to introduce you to the new children. It's going to be you. Do you think for a moment that you're going to forget this? You're going to remember who you are, not by name, but by energy. Tolerance and compassion is your focus, and even as children, you will show it. If your anger is there and your frustration is there as a child, it will be because of the inequities that you see. You will not be attracted to drama. You will be the peacemakers and the beginning of a new consciousness. Some of the children have it today. We have talked about that. And you know who they are. You're seeing them, some of you, in your grandchildren. Wise, beyond their years, and tolerant. And we talk about tolerance not just between the colors and the races. We talk about the tolerances of belief systems, of that which perhaps would be historic. There's no reason in a child's mind to have separation. You understand what that's going to mean to the planet? This is spiritual evolution. It is the key, it is the tool, and the old soul in this room is coming back. But while you're here, there are things you can also do in the transition, which is going to be a while. Dear old soul, I have told you this before. I talk to you alone. Listen to me. You can't sit and wait for things to get better. They're not going to get better unless you make them better. And it's not by holding signs or running for office. It's little things that you're going to do that are going to change literally the grids of the planet, the consciousness of the planet, in ways you cannot fathom. My partner showed you consciousness over physics. What if your consciousness could raise above what it was in mass in this room? What would happen on the planet? There could be changes based only on what my partner has shown you so far that science recognizes. Consciousness is powerful. The master showed it to you. I'm going to give you a channel later. It's going to get personal. Where are you today? What's next? What might you do at home by yourself that would make a difference? This is what we want to show you. question, could this be real? A man in a chair speaking, but the consciousness from the other side of the veil, which is winding its way to you through his filters, from the great creative source. 25 years, he has practiced this, and now he knows what it feels like to be pure. In these moments, to be pure. To throw away his biases and what he wants to say, and instead, he's open. Speaking to a brother and a sister right now. What are you going to do with this? How does it feel to be loved this much, to be known, to be eternal right now? Didn't you feel it? How many of you, when you came into this planet, felt comfortable? Most of you did, because you've been here before many times. A spark of life that enters you, and the whole cellular structure within weeks knows it's been here before. Things are not mysterious. You've seen how it works. And you're at it again. This is how an old soul knows they're an old soul. Also the frustrations of what is around you. Why do you ask the questions? It's because you know better. Why won't you accept what people told you to accept? You know better. Why should you be the rebel that you are? And you know who I'm talking about. From society and the way things work. And you say, no, I'm not going to do that to so many. Because you know better. Because there's an awakening of wisdom and common sense that is fighting an old energy of structure that will never create that. This is who you are. Now, how do you fit this into society? Tonight, we're going to give you some hints and clues, some things we've told you before, and perhaps some new things. Wrap it up together. Personal, what's next for you? Is this message real? Or is it the man in the chair? This is free choice, dear ones. There's a lot of help in the room right now. We have here entities, if you want to call them that, energies that stand around you with their hands hovered over you, delivering to you what is called the third language. That means that this language I'm giving you, which is English, which is my partner's, is minor compared to what is being transmitted to you at an etheric level, right into your pineal, to give you intuitive thoughts that you need to have, personal healing. Prepare for answers, because that's why you came. You are dearly loved, and so it is.